This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Happy Hour Friday. Coming to you live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. We'll be here for a couple of more hours until 2 o'clock, but the fun doesn't end there, Randy. Dukes and Bell are going to be here from 2 to 7, so you can't get by to see us, which, I mean, come on. It's lunchtime on Friday. Come by and see us.
That's what Carl Duke says. It's Friday.
Friday. Come see us. And again, if you can't, they'll be here till 7, so you come see them as well. Sweet 16 action tonight right here in Atlanta. Smoke and Joe Patrick going to join us in 20 minutes to talk some Falcons. I think so, unless he's got, you know, unless he's got bigger fish to fry.
He's probably on a damn golf course. Hold on, guys. I got to talk to these two dudes.
All right. Yeah, I got to go.
I got to talk to these two dudes.
Got to go do some work real quick. He'll probably have us in the Bluetooth, you know?
So? Oh, he's putting with us? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Like hang on, guys. I got to line this putt up real quick.
Like he hits the damn button or something, man.
Classic smoking joke.
You know, one thing I have not been to in a long time is a fair, because I don't go to fairs because of these little young knuckleheads that like to pay the money or whatever to go to the fair to fight each other. I got time for all that. But, like, last night we went up to Buford because Samson's birthday, he wanted to go to Cheesecake Factory. So we went there, and it was a fair, so he wanted to, like, I was like, so I'm like, I'm going to the fair because the only thing I like from the fair, I love fair food, but the only thing I really buy is the big leg.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Big turkey leg?
That's all I want.
Yeah.
And so I'm not going to just have an appetizer at Cheesecake Factory, and then I'm going to go get this. And
that'll be nice.
How about they didn't have none?
Really?
How are you a fair without that?
I mean, what's the point of even
what's
having
the point of having a fair if you ain't got the turkey leg?
I don't know.
Dude, I was so disappointed.
That's astonishing.
First of all, it was dead. And you know when it's
that's good though.
Yeah,
I'd rather.
You know when
dead.
It's dead when the vendors are trying to they're like, yeah, just pay me $6. They can have it, because Bash wanted the damn pineapple, and so Bash went and took the man pineapple, and like I'm like trying to get it back, falls out on the concrete. The man was like, just give me $6, he can have it. Give him $6, right. Bash gets the pineapple. I was like, but like I mean I walked around like twice, maybe I missed it or something, because it was in the parking lot at Cool Ray.
Oh, okay.
He was in the parking lot of Cool Ray, so I walked around twice like, ain't no damn turkey leg. I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go.
You already didn't eat at Cheesecake Factory because you were ready to have the turkey leg at the fair. They didn't have it there. That's so disappointing.
Exactly. So disappointing.
Man, you were planning ahead and all that?
I was, man. But
I will say this. I saw a turkey on the side of 75 driving up here.
Hey, man.
As I was getting off the exit on Barrett Parkway, there was just a turkey
really?
Over there. Yeah. So, I mean, we can go look for him after.
Hey, man, that's all right with me. I mean, let me give you one of these Twin Peak butcher knives, and we'll trim him up nice.
He was doing.
We'll trim him up nice, because I am not one who believes that turkey's only for Thanksgiving.
No, I'll eat a turkey leg at a fair.
Yeah,
just like you would. No, I'm not going to roast a turkey like we do at Thanksgiving in August.
Why?
I don't know.
Why is that?
I guess I don't like turkey that much.
I love turkey.
I like it.
But I'm just saying, why is that a thing that we can only have
for turkey
on Thanksgiving?
I don't know. Also, why do we have to?
Why do we have to?
If you like something else, have something else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I'm thinking about, you know, because I'm evolving my, as far as my
– Have you ever roasted a full turkey any other time than Thanksgiving or Christmas? Just like a random March weekend?
No.
Me either. I haven't. Me either. I'm not trying to – Yeah. Maybe you could.
That just hurt my feelings, right?
No, no. Oh, no, 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 man. Like, look, I'm not trying to.
I just came at me like that. Have you ever? No, I have not.
Well, no, most people haven't. Yeah. Most people haven't. Wouldn't that be funny if you went over to somebody's house?
And they had a big-ass turkey.
They had a turkey. What do we have? Turkey. What is April?
It's
yeah,
April.
For Easter.
For
we're
Easter.
Having a nice Easter all right. turkey.
Oh, whoa. No, it's not Easter Sunday.
No, no.
That's next Sunday.
A couple Sundays.
I thought it was a couple Sundays.
I think it's the 20th.
Oh, okay. I was getting messed up.
Well, it always changes.
It always does.
Based on
man.
The moon and stuff,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the 20th.
Give me an Easter suit. Yeah. When was the last time you wore Easter suits?
Zero times.
You know, Miss Barbara never dressed you up for Easter.
No. Miss Barbara never took me to church once.
Oh.
Zero times.
Yeah, I mean, that's all
I go to church now.
Yeah, I mean.
Miss Ashley takes me to church.
And that's good. Now, would you get? Can you get out of church? Not saying you want
you
to. I'm not saying you don't want to.
What do you mean? Like how?
You're a highly religious brother. But, like, say, for instance, like, Ash, I don't feel like going.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then it's not. Here's the thing. Like, you know, we go, and we like going, and we really like the church that we go to. But all it takes is one of us. Just kind of leaning towards, because they stream it.
Right.
You know? It makes it way easier, because then you don't feel as bad.
Right.
You're like, why don't we just watch it?
I'm with you right there. I'm with you on the watch.
Because, like, when before you would just miss it, and then you didn't get, you know.
You didn't get your Jesus.
You didn't get your Jesus and yeah. all that. But now, it's like, you know what? They, you know, we'll just stream it. It's on YouTube live. We'll just watch them do it like that. And if either one of us is just a little bit like, let's do that. And the other one's like, yep. It's the easiest thing to convince in the entire universe to
yeah,
stay home and do
but
that.
At least you get your,
but,
you
but then if we do that like a little bit in a row, because we were out of town last weekend, and I think we went 2 weekends ago, but like if there's enough Sundays in a row where we haven't gone, then we start to feel bad.
Really?
So then we go.
So that's the thing. I don't feel, not necessarily don't feel bad. I just remember as a little kid that the damn rim, I ain't going to say his name because he probably listening. That's how long his ass been a rim. At the church where my people still go. And he always make you feel, well, missed your last Sunday, huh? And they always put the huh on the end of missed your last Sunday, huh? So then he's like.
And you couldn't say you streamed it.
And you couldn't say, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You couldn't say I streamed it. Like, you could say, yeah, but we watched your message. Yeah, Sister Angel, missed you last week, huh? You had something better to do? Like, nigga, you feel bad. You had something better to do?
The guilt.
And like, well, actually, Baba had this. Oh, so that's more important than the Lord. It's just like, like,
oh,
how you
boy.
Gonna guilt trip me? Because I you know what? I didn't want to hit that.
Let me be honest with you.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like coming.
There you
okay?
go. Yeah.
I didn't feel
Look,
like coming. Look
what they show hit you with that. So you had something better to do than listen to the Lord.
You know what? I guess I did. I'm sorry. I'm apologize. But no, you know, I never wore an Easter suit. But we get dressed up nice for Easter now. Now, she's, like, big into Easter dresses.
Yeah, because she's a girl.
Lily's got, like,
yeah, she's
four.
A girl. Yeah.
I don't know how she's going to – we're going to have to go to multiple services. You know what I mean? In order to make it worth it. Because she's got all these – yeah, it's good. She looks great in them. Hey, speaking of her and our children, in, like, half an hour from right now, we've got the – in my opinion – and I don't know that anyone would disagree with this unless
yes.
you want us to fight you. The single greatest Braves season preview segment. I realize the season started yesterday. So what? It's one game. We can still preview the season. We've got the three best Braves insiders you're ever going to find.
Yes.
We got Lily Bunker.
Yes.
We got Samson McMichael.
Yes.
And we got Olivia Johnson previewing
yes.
the Braves season in half an hour from right now, what they're looking forward to, who they think the best players are going to be, all that stuff. Our kids telling you what the Braves are going to do this season coming up in half an hour from right now. Before we do that, let's get to a very short version
yes.
of an NFL no huddle.
Yes. And we can get to the Chipotle thing.
Yes.
There ain't nothing else going on.
Really isn't. My mom just texted me. She says, you were baptized, so I took you at least once. All right, so I went one time. Swear I don't remember going after that, but it's all right. So apparently the Falcons backup quarterback, number 18, was in Cleveland yesterday, and he stopped by a Chipotle.
Is there anything wrong with that?
For some, no, there's nothing. No. Now, I'm not a huge Chipotle guy.
I raise hand. I'm with you on that one.
People love it.
My wife.
Swear by it.
My wife.
And fine.
My wife.
That's fine. To each their own.
Yes.
But apparently he was in Cleveland yesterday getting some lunch.
Okay. Well, it was refuted by, I think, Rappaport. He was just up there doing something. I don't think it necessarily had to do anything with the Browns.
Just taking a nice spring break visit to Cleveland.
Now, me personally, because I don't like his punk ass, I would assume. Oh, no, I don't went over with the Falcon fans. I have.
Yeah.
Remember, like, last month, I'm like, man, y'all stop being like that. No, I don't went over there with him. Because this dude's a lame.
Yeah, it's getting ridiculous.
Yeah, he's a lame. He's a damn lame. All right, so I'm with. Remember how I was like, oh, man, y'all stop acting like that. I'm with the acting like them folks because I don't like him. You know what I mean? I just don't.
Neither do I.
And I didn't like him before.
Neither do
I. And I gave him the chance.
Yeah.
I don't like this dude.
I don't think I did a very good job of hiding it for the whole year.
Yeah,
either.
I don't like that cat. I'm sure he's a good man. Don't get me wrong.
Sure.
I just don't like that.
Yeah, it's not my cup of tea.
He about to have me go
or
out.
Whatever.
He about to have me go all outside my FCC regulations just then.
Yes.
But, yeah.
I'm with you.
I think, and I from what I judge him, oh, no, he was there. To show everybody that he was in Cleveland.
I think so.
And so everybody can get a picture.
Yep.
And so everybody can be like, oh, and that's why he did it.
I agree.
I don't give a damn. You ain't going to tell me no otherwise.
I also he can't be up there visiting because that would be against the rules.
Don't nobody go to Cleveland to visit nobody unless y'all cousins or grandmama.
Right, exactly. You don't go to Cleveland on spring break. But, like, again, he's not hadn't stopped him, I guess, before of tampering and all that. But, like, he's a Falcon.
Yes.
Like, he's under contract with the Atlanta Falcons. They can't be taking meetings with other teams.
Yes.
They're not allowed to do that.
They know this.
Yeah.
They know this. But, again, you don't got to be meeting with nobody. All you got to do is see the picture. Now, if his agent was meeting with somebody from Cleveland, that's still illegal.
It is.
All right?
On his behalf.
On his behalf.
And his agent doesn't even have any other clients, does he? It's just Kirk, isn't it? Well, he doesn't need any.
That's
as much money as they get from teams.
And the reason I say I ain't feeling this cat no more is because of that lame, crappy pool last week. Well, I'll just wait till see who drafts who won't pick a quarterback so I can go be there because
I didn't like it when the Falcons.
I didn't like it when the Falcons.
I don't want that to happen to me again.
Soft ass.
Now I will say this.
Boy,
the kind of the rumblings regarding Aaron Rodgers maybe sitting this season out. That'd be good for the Falcons.
If Aaron sits the season out, Aaron's not coming back.
I know. Yeah. Wouldn't you think that?
Yeah, if Aaron sits out this year, Aaron ain't coming back.
Yeah, and but he might want you to think that he
and
will.
And for the people who
like
talking about Hayward, why is he backtracking?
I think he's just annoyed that it's still
damn
going.
Damn that.
Yeah.
We artists, you want to come here. Aaron Rodgers ain't going to go to the Steelers because of what Cam Hayward said.
It's going to have nothing to do.
Nothing to freaking do. Now, if he don't go, people will try to blame it. But no, that man want to be a drama queen. Don't take your ass to the dark and lose the light.
Yeah, here's what he's going to do, though.
Whatever.
If he doesn't play this year, he's going to do this for a while.
Yes.
Like, he loves it. He loves all of the conversation and attention and all of that kind of stuff. But again, if he doesn't play, though, that's good. That's another team that needs a veteran quarterback.
Yes.
So that bumps Kirk Cousins up at least in line to get one of these other jobs, which hopefully he does, and hopefully they do it soon.
Get him out of here.
They got Chipotles in Pittsburgh.
Get him out of here.
Get like a pierogi on your Chipotle salad or something like that. I don't know.
Get him out of here.
Smoking Joe Patrick's going to join us next. Talk some Falcons with him. Get his thoughts on Chipotle as well. Right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Are you serious?
Yeah, man. I was.
Swing for the fences with the Fence Authority. They've been providing the Delaware Valley with fences for almost 3 decades. With 4 stores throughout the region and one of the largest inventories of wood, vinyl, and aluminum fencing, the Fence Authority makes your next fence as easy as 1, 2, 3. Do it yourself or get it installed with the best workmanship warranties in the country. So swing for the fences at the Fence Authority. Your new fence is waiting at fenceauthority.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knix Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Like, you know what? Let me see what's what with this, man. I can tell no difference.
Yeah.
He's three. So I give him a banana. He loves bananas, Andy. Yeah. I gave him a banana. He peeled it. They were like most 3-year-olds. You drop the peel right on the floor.
Sure, yeah.
And so I picked it up. I was like, let me rub this on my cheek.
So as much fun as we made of that guy,
Yeah. You
took the banana peel and rubbed it on your face.
Yeah, no, I rubbed it on the cheek.
All right.
Yeah, on the cheek.
Okay.
I didn't go whole.
Not the whole face.
Yeah, I just rubbed the
just banana. Just one cheek?
Yeah. Do I look clearer over there? It's on the right side.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
Get the sunlight.
It looks pretty good.
Okay. All right.
I did say, what did I say? We said that you had a pep. Earlier in the week.
Yeah, man.
Maybe that's part of it.
That could be it, dog.
Oh, man. I know this. People always say this, but didn't have that one on my bingo card. Didn't have Randy doing the banana peel thing on my bingo card. Well, now I got to do it. Now
just try it.
Because Jack likes to eat a lot of bananas, too.
Yeah, if you let him eat, he'll eat six bananas. You got to hide them from him.
Yeah, you know what he can't stop eating right now is protein bars. I know.
Dude.
Isn't that an outrageous thing for a one-year-old to want to eat?
He loves the ones with the nuts in.
He's like, all right.
Yeah, he will blank them things up.
He just sees his bar, bite. And I was like, all right. Here you go. First thing he wants when he gets up in the morning, he's like a pointer and a grunter,
yes. You
know? Snack.
Yeah.
Bite. I was like, all right, man. Growing a little caveman.
Yeah.
Which is fun. Speaking of cavemen.
Yes.
Nah, not really.
Yeah, no. He's a caveman.
More of an. They make arrogant cavemen?
Oh, hell yeah. Captain Caveman!
Captain Caveman. Smoking Joe Patrick. Let's get to him.
In one quarter, we've got 92.9 The Game's midday host, Andy and Randy, at a combined 12 feet, 3 inches, and just under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge. And in the other quarter, 92.9 The Game's reporter, Smokin' Joe Patrick, at an undisclosed height and weight, because he likes to cause trouble.
All right, Joe, our 92.9 The Game Falcons insider, Joe Patrick, joins us every Friday at 12:20. We'll probably get to some Atlanta United stuff here as well, but we got to get your thoughts on Chipotle Gate, Joe. Kirk Cousins is at the Cleveland Chipotle. What are your thoughts?
I retweeted it. I thought it was interesting that he was there, but apparently his agent kind of like was regretful of the fact that apparently it had nothing to do, but hey, who knows? You know, Chipotle is it's a good spot. Bo was telling me I have to have my spiciest Chipotle take ready for you guys, and it's not related to Kirk Cousins at all. But I got to say, I got to admit, and I think I can admit it because I believe the statute of limitations would have passed by now because this probably would have been, it was pre-pandemic sometime, but have just selfishly taken a bottle of the green Tabasco sauce home with me from the Chipotle. like not a mistake.
Let me get that.
Yeah. So I figure, hey, they're gonna throw it away eventually. So you know, I'll just get to the bottom of this bottle here.
I don't think they were gonna throw it away. I think people were gonna use it. Yeah. And they were gonna refill it.
Yeah, maybe not. Joe, that's normally very selfish. Yeah.
So you're just thieving green Tabasco sauce. Okay, that's not surprising to me at all.
Very, very selfish.
So they're saying he's just in Cleveland, just to be there, just for fun.
I guess so. I mean, that was kind of, you know, I believe it was his agent, Mike McCartney, who said something. I believe like Ian Rappaport was kind of taking blame for having retweeted the image at some point or sharing the image around that really made it pop off. And I believe that either he or Mike McCartney, I think they were talking a little bit and exchanging a little bit on Twitter. And yeah, I guess it was unrelated, but I don't know. I don't know, guys. I don't think anything is unrelated these days.
No, especially with that guy.
Yeah. Neither do I.
Especially that guy. They wanted that picture to be seen in Cleveland. Because if their ass was in Nova Scotia, you wouldn't have seen it. Right? Yeah.
At this point, like, I think, like, all of our antenna are up with everything, you know, all the signals that are kind of being sent. And I retweeted it just because it's like, hey, you know, like, hey, it's out there, you know. Let's, you know, see how the public responds to this and how Kirk responds to this. So I just felt like, you know, he doesn't respond to many tweets or even put many personal tweets out there, and that was one of them. So I thought it was at least relevant, but apparently not. But we'll see.
Yeah, I don't. I'm with you. I kind of buy it as fishy as well. But it's also like, you know, I mean, he lives here. I haven't seen anybody post any pictures of or seeing him around. I mean, he lives in Atlanta and he pops up in Cleveland. I haven't heard from him or really seen him since the Super Bowl. So, I don't know.
Whatever.
When he was putting that shirt over his Falcon shirt, apparently, at the ping pong party.
That told y'all you needed. Hey, Joe, it's no shock or surprise when kickers are signed in the offseason, right? But when you look at this guy, and I love his name, Lenny. I'm a big Lenny.
Lenny Craig, right?
I'm a big Lenny.
Lenny Craig.
You call him Lenny, Lenny the Leg.
But they signed him to a multiple-year deal, Joe. Is this something? Is he? They ain't signing to be a damn kickoff specialist. It don't look like he's no punter. So, what is that signing of Lenny? What does that tell you?
I think it tells you that they like him a lot, and he might be this team's kicker next year. I mean, kickers can come from anywhere, and you know, again, based on the contract, this multi-year deal, I believe it was 3 years, not all guaranteed, of course, but, you know, that tells me that he is going to be a long-term fixture. And I think that I don't want to say just right off the bat that it kind of spells the end for Young Lekun Atlanta, but I do think that it probably, you know, I think he's got some work to cut out for him to make this team. And listen, I think that's what fans wanted, you know, coming off of that season where he was obviously very disappointing and cost the team at least one game. You know, you didn't want to see complacency in that area. So I think a lot of fans are initially enthused by seeing the Falcons make this move.
Well, and let me correct me or jump in where I get this wrong, but just from reading it, he's a German kicker, right?
Right.
He is a part of some international program that the NFL has with international players. And he was the first individual workout that he had was with the Falcons. The Falcons signed him immediately afterwards.
Right.
So, I mean, to me, at the very least, that means they like him more than just a, hey, who knows kind of thing. And obviously on the heels of Young Wei Koo having the season that he had last year, I don't know. If it works out, great. That's fun. It seems like a risk worth taking, though.
Yeah, I think definitely. So every team now, this was a newly instituted kind of rule or policy or whatever you call it, that came into play, you know, sometime in the last 5 years. And it's this international development player. Like, every team gets to, you know, have one player on their roster, whether that's practice squad or main squad, but usually the practice squad player that's like a developmental player. And I believe that that's what he's been kind of tagged under. And I believe that gives them some breaks in terms of the, you know, the costs against the cap or whatever, because they want to increase the amount of international players. Actually, OCU Mignora is one of the Giants, old Giants defensive end, is working with the Falcons as kind of one of their scouts for developing or finding these kinds of talents from international countries. And so I know they had a guy from somewhere in Africa, I believe, last year, who's a defensive end. He's like this super tall guy. I think it's interesting. It allows teams to take some shots on some of these players. Obviously, this kicker, Lenny Craig, he was, you know, I think one of the reasons the Falcons gave him the contract they did, as it was reported, was because there was so much competition from other teams to sign him. And so the Falcons really wanted to secure him. But I think it's a great kind of rule in general where it gives teams a chance to kind of develop some players that have some unique traits, whether it's, you know, being super fast or, like, I know this guy, I didn't never really talk to him last year, but he's like the super tall guy. And, you know, and obviously that didn't pan out, but, you know, I think it's an interesting tool for teams to use to try and develop their rosters.
Don't forget OCU Mignora's years here, too. 7.5 sacks as a Falcon.
That's right.
JP, anything to read into the restructuring of the contracts that that the Falcons just did with Lindstrom and AJ?
I don't think so. I believe that this was just a matter of compliance to get them. And listen, like, they've got some salary cap room now, but that allows them to sign their rookie class, which, you know, they're going to have to do here in about a month or so after they, you know, have the draft. And so, to me, this is not sort of a sign that there's any sort of big move on the horizon. To me, this is just, you know, kind of getting their cards in order and their house in order and just kind of being ready. And listen, there will be more free agency signings. I'm quite confident of that happening. And yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think there'll be another wave of, you know, free agency movement around the league after the draft, because when you come out of the draft, then teams are able to assess what they were able to fill, the needs they were able to fill in the draft, where they still need some help. And there were also some other things, like, you know, this was brought to my attention, but, you know, David Onyemata, apparently, you know, one of the reasons why he might still be on this roster is because he was not allowed to be designated as a post-June 1 cut because his roster was, or his contract was already restructured in the middle of the season last year. And so the Falcons have to wait. Yeah. So that's a big thing. So I believe, like, he will be released. And there could be other players that are released still later on in this postseason. Don't get me wrong, I don't think that there's anything major on the horizon, but I do think the Falcons, with the money that they freed up, just gives themselves a little bit more room to operate and be able to capitalize if there are some players that hit the market.
All right, Joe, we don't have much time, but I do want to get your thoughts. What do you need to see from Atlanta United against New York?
So I've really been scrutinizing this team. I've been, like, diving into tape and really trying to look. And honestly, like, I don't see a lot that is, like, massively wrong. I think they're just falling off. I talked to Ronnie Dyla about this yesterday. Just the load levels, he said, are kind of really affecting the team right now, and that's why they're kind of falling off in some of these second halves. They're just not as fit as they will be in a month or so. Soccer is one of those sports where you kind of grow into your fitness, and you're kind of at prime. You don't really hit your total fitness level until you're a couple months into the season. So I think that will help. But ultimately, I think that this team is playing generally well enough. I think they're probably as good as the results they've gotten so far. But I think that, you know, these are going to be really important games. They've got three home games coming up. I think like 9 points is probably what you should be taking at a minimum. 7 points, like 2 wins and a draw out of these three. So it'll be a big test for this team, but I think it's only a matter of time before this attack kind of the dam breaks a little bit and some of these goals start to flow.
I hope that you were right. Joe, thank you.
Appreciate it, JP.
Have a great weekend.
All right. You guys too. See ya.
Smoking Joe Patrick there, 92.9 The Game, Falcons reporter, also Atlanta United as well. We will take a break here and come back. We'll get to Sports Jeopardy in a few minutes, but also going to let you hear really the Braves insiders that you want to hear, the season previews that you want to hear. We got Lily, we got Samson, and we got Olivia coming up next. Our children are going to tell you what's going to happen this Braves season. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Happy Hour Friday. Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. A lot of listeners showing up.
Yes.
A lot of regulars, but yes. Some other folks we haven't seen in a while as well. So shout out to everybody that has swung by Twin Peaks and Kennesaw to say hello. We'll be here till 2. So if you want to come by and see us, please do so. Dukes and Bell going to be here as well at the same location from 2 to 7. So if you can't make it by 2, they're going to be here till 7 o'clock tonight. So come by and say what's up to them. Lot to get to in this segment. We will get to Sports Jeopardy on the backside of it. We also want to get to the Braves season preview with our kids. We had all of our, we each had our kids record a Braves season preview. And I'll mention this really quickly, though, because it's breaking news. And yeah. It's really weird. The Grizzlies have fired their head
Memphis
coach.
Grizzly, yeah.
The Memphis Grizzlies have fired their head coach, Taylor Jenkins, after 6 seasons.
It's weird.
Fairly successful seasons is when Jaws on the floor.
Yeah.
They're right in the middle of the mix in the Western Conference.
Right now, they would be the fifth seed.
The 4th seed, the 5th seed, okay.
Yeah, because the Lakers and them will play at the playoffs Saturday. Right.
And the playoffs are 10 games away.
Yeah, it had to be something else.
Yeah. This is not a performance-related thing, more than likely.
It don't seem like it.
As more news comes out, obviously, we'll keep you updated. But that's a weird one.
Yeah, man. It is.
That's a weird deal. Now, Ja didn't play last night. They played the Thunder.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what it is. I have no idea. But just very strange. All right. So, with the Braves season upon us, everybody's doing their previews, right?
Yes.
Everybody's like, oh, I think they're going to do this. I think they're going to do that. We wanted to go to the real experts.
Yes.
The people that really
that
know.
Love this damn team. And I even have one that cries when they lose.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I had Lily all decked out yesterday in her Braves jersey with their little hair bows with the Braves A on it and all that. So, the true fans of the Braves are children. And we're going to start with Juice Johnson.
Yes.
Right? And then we're going to go to the birthday boy, Samson, second. And then we're going to let Lily close us out. So we'll start here with Juice Johnson's preview of the Braves season.
I'm here with 11-year-old phenom, two-way player for the Norcross Lady Blue Devils, Olivia Juice Johnson. Olivia, what is your favorite thing about Major League Baseball opening day?
The going to the games or watching the games, spending time with family.
So what Atlanta Brave are you looking most forward to watching this season?
Michael Harris.
Michael Harris is a good choice. So how good of a season do you think Michael Harris is going to have this year?
Very good season with a lot of stolen bases and a lot of home runs.
I like that. And you think he's going to be healthy for the entire season too? That's a big part of it.
Yes, hopefully.
So Braves shortstop Orlando Arcia struggled a little bit at the plate last year. Who do you think is going to hit more home runs this season, you or Orlando Arcia?
Me.
You already have a 4-home-run head start on him, but he does play about 140 more games than you're going to play. So we'll see how that goes. And then how do you think the Braves are going to do this season?
Very well.
Very well. Can you expound on that? Are they going to have a winning season? Are they going to win the division, win the World Series?
Win the World Series and win or, have a winning season.
We have a winning season and win the World Series. And finally, who's the worst team in Major League Baseball?
The Mets and the Phillies.
The Mets and the Phillies. Good job. You've heard it here. Give me a go, Braves.
Go, Braves.
There we go. Good job.
Well done.
Way to go. Way to go, Juice.
Beautiful.
Way to go, Juice.
There's a chance she does hit more home runs.
Yeah, there's a possibility.
There's a pretty reasonable chance that happens. There's a possibility. Very, very, very good. Really good. Really good insight. All right. Now let's hear from Samson McMichael and his Braves preview.
Hey, this is Randy McMichael, and I'm with my son, the birthday boy, Samson. Samson, who is your favorite player on the Atlanta Braves?
Ronald Acuna
Jr. And why is he your favorite player?
Because he never gave up his dream to play baseball.
That is true. So what are your expectations this year for this Atlanta Braves team?
That Ronald Acuna just really helps me, that the Braves win more games than last year.
And what are some of the things you're looking forward to this year for the Braves?
Braves win the World Series. We actually beat Philly. And Ron Cooney won MVP.
Well, hell yeah, man. Well, hell yeah. Well, as we get ready for opening day, we just want to say one thing. Go
Braves!
Hell yeah.
Go That's great. That Phillies, you could tell that was from the soul.
Like he was like
crushed.
Two years ago?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Because he was poo. Like he's like I love sports. I do. But like he gets he's so invested, dog. And it breaks my heart because when Georgia loses, which is rare in his lifetime.
True, that's true.
But when
true.
Georgia loses, dude, this guy, he just, like, he goes in his room, goes up under the bed, puts the cover over his head, and he is just mad. And he's just like that with the Braves. He, like, yesterday, he's so, like, bro, it's 160-some games.
Dog. Furious.
He don't care.
Furious.
Yeah, I'm going to get 160 attitudes. That's him.
We were talking about it yesterday, too. It's like how spoiled these kids have been with the Braves in their lifetime.
Yes.
Like, Lily literally haven't missed the playoffs since she's been alive. She was one. They won the World Series. Like, you know what I mean?
By the way, 40-something like, years for Georgia to win a championship. They won two in Sampson's lifetime.
Right. That's all they know.
Yeah, that's all
they know. All right, final one.
The
Let's greatest, hear.
The best. Oh, my goodness.
Lily didn't get quite as specific, but she did give us a look. Because I told you earlier this week she wants to be a singer. So this is her world debut singing in front of people. But here's Lily Bunker's Braves season preview.
Go Braves.
Who's going to be the Braves' best player?
Blooper.
What are you looking most forward to about going to games?
To see the drill, and to see the hammer, and to see the bucket.
Which one's going to win the race?
The bucket.
You think the Braves are going to win this year?
Yeah.
What are they going to win?
They're going to win a huge game.
You want to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game?
Yeah. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some cookies and Cracker Jacks. I don't mind if I get back when it's root for the ball game. If they don't win, it's a shame. It's 1, 2, 3, but help the ball game.
Play ball.
Play ball.
Freaking play ball, love. Like I freaking love that. I remember when you sent it to us the other day, and I was playing it, and everybody was in the living room hearing it, and everybody's like, "Oh my god, I just love that freaking little girl."
Yeah, she's very sweet.
Yes,
what I like sweetie. That. She's like, "I don't like peanuts, so please buy me cookies."
What a sweet. Oh my goodness, what a sweet child.
Cookies and Cracker Jacks, please.
She can get all Uncle Randy money.
Yeah,
what you want? All right, come on, don't even say nothing. We just gonna go to the store. All right, Uncle Randy. We just gonna go to the store.
Oh, all right, man. Yeah. So there it is.
Get like, whatever you want.
Our kids think they're gonna win everything.
Yes.
They're gonna win the World Series.
Yes.
They're gonna be in the playoffs. The Mets and the Phillies suck. Ronald Acuna is gonna win the MVP, and we're gonna get cookies instead of peanuts.
And Juice is gonna have more home runs than RC.
Oh, and the bucket's gonna win the tool race.
Okay,
that really is her favorite part.
Yes,
every time we go, she loves the tool race.
Yeah, we're
so
gonna
much.
Hold her to that now.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, every time the bucket loses.
Oh, God.
Let's get to Sports Jeopardy.
All right, guys. We got a couple.
Uh-oh.
We good? There we go.
He is.
Too loud now. Got a couple NCAA tournament questions.
Oh, of course you would.
A little theme.
Okay.
We'll see. Maybe
would.
We hold a couple over to next week.
Of course you would.
Well, what else would happen? Which school holds the record for most men's NCAA basketball championships?
Randy. UCLA.
That is correct. Randy off to a 1-0 start. Where were the final game of this year's tournament? Andy.
San Antonio.
Unless I'm wrong, I don't think that's right. Is it San Antonio? I don't think that's right.
I thought the final four. It's not? Okay.
Maybe I looked it up wrong.
I thought it was San Antonio, too.
No, you're right. It is San Antonio.
I thought it was San Antonio, too. I was like,
What did you have it as?
I had a State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona.
Oh. No, really? I'm pretty sure it's in San Antonio.
No,
Andy. You were right.
Okay.
He was wrong.
Well, I just said that.
You were wrong. No. We're going to make sure we say that. You were wrong, Abe.
Embarrassingly wrong.
All right. If that's I can.
You know. Yeah, it's at the Alamo Dome.
Yeah,
Abe. They didn't have an Alamo
down by the
Phoenix.
Riverwalk,
all right.
Abe.
All right.
Eat churros, Abe.
All right. Okay.
Bryce Drew hit a game winner for Valpo in the 1998 NCAA tournament as a 13 seed beat which?
Andy.
Ooh. Andy.
Ole Miss.
Yeah. Ole Miss is correct. Which 4 seed from the SEC? Which Disney character refers to unexpected runs in the NCAA tournament?
Randy.
Randy.
Cinderella.
Of course.
Yeah. Oh.
Of course.
I think for a second. I think, what? Huh?
I was like, they referenced the Final Four in a Disney movie?
Got it. We are tied. Moving on. How many games will a championship team win,
Andy.
Assuming?
Andy.
Andy.
Six.
Six is correct, assuming they were not part of the first four.
Oh.
Who was the last program to win back-to-back NCAA?
Andy.
Andy.
Florida.
Incorrect, Randy.
I didn't hear the question.
What an idiot.
Who was the last program to win back-to-back NCAA tournament championships?
Oh, UConn.
Yeah, of course it is.
Current champion. Yeah,
I can't believe
idiot.
That worked.
Yeah.
Okay. Name one of the three people who have won the tournament as both a player and a coach.
Randy.
Randy.
Oh, damn. He didn't win it as a player. Oh, I'm just going to have to guess. Win it as, say one of three?
One of three who have won it as a player and a coach.
A player and a coach, one of three. Did John Thompson play?
He might have played, but he didn't win.
Okay.
He's not one of the three.
Georgetown.
Not one of the three. This is a tough one.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Was John Wooden on Naismith's team?
Kevin Ollie?
Kevin Ollie is also not on the list.
That's pretty good.
He won one as a coach. I thought maybe he might have won one.
The completely random one is Joe B. Hall.
What the hell was that?
Never heard of him.
Said it was random. Bob Knight and Dean Smith.
Huh.
Bob Knight won at Army. Did he go to Army?
I think you're right. Yeah.
And then Dean Smith won as a player as well.
Who did he play for?
I don't know.
Oh.
So that might not be right.
It's right.
No, I just want to know where Dean Smith went to college.
Yeah.
Are we letting this happen? Are we delaying the game for this?
No.
Right.
I mean,
Kansas. Wow.
Who is the only coach
didn't know that.
To win the NCAA tournament at multiple schools?
Randy.
Randy.
Oh, God. Did he win one there? I'm going to go Roy Williams.
Incorrect.
Pitino.
Yes. Rick Pitino. Andy takes a 4-3 lead.
Right.
Who hit the three-pointer with 2.1 seconds remaining to send the national championship game between Kansas
Randy.
And Randy?
Mario Chalmers.
Mario Chalmers is correct. Game between Kansas and Memphis into
Memphis
overtime.
Should have won that game.
Damn, they sure. They ran out of gas, brother. Yeah. They were tired.
What is the official name for the best player in the NCAA tournament? Randy.
The most outstanding player.
Most outstanding player is correct. Yeah. Randy takes a 5-4 lead. Within the last decade, what state has hosted three Final Fours in a 5-year span?
Randy.
Randy.
North Carolina.
North Carolina is incorrect.
Texas?
Texas is correct. Houston in 2016 and 2023, San Antonio in 2018, and as we recently just learned, San Antonio again this year. Austin Carr has the NCAA record for points in a tournament game with 61 while playing for which school?
I have no
this
clue
is for the
who
win.
The hell Austin Carr is.
Ooh, man.
Randy.
Randy.
Austin Carr.
For the win. It
sounds like not a brother. So I'm going to go BYU.
BYU is incorrect.
Kentucky.
Also incorrect. Notre Dame.
Oh.
All right. Moving on. This one for the win. Which school?
Austin Carr looks like. No, he is.
He's a brother?
Yeah. Well, I wasn't going to bring that up. Okay. Yeah. I thought I was the only one allowed to be wrong this segment. That's my bad. That's on me. Which school holds the record for most NCAA tournament appearances without making a Final Four?
Andy.
Andy.
Oh, Final Four. Oh, God. I don't know. I was going to say Gonzaga.
I was going to say it, too.
Gonzaga's incorrect.
Okay, so if it's not Gonzaga, who's been in the tournament a lot? I'm going to go with Valparaiso.
Valpo is incorrect. They actually just added to the list last night. BYU.
Oh.
BYU.
All right.
And then final tiebreaker. Someone better get this one. Ali Farouk-Manesh helped which current Missouri Valley school?
Andy.
No, I have no clue.
Northern Iowa.
We have a winner.
All right, thank God.
He just got hired to be the head coach of Colorado State.
I wrote this before his name was back in the headlines, but yes.
I never got that one.
Good. Ali Farouk Manesh. I knew that was going to come in handy someday. Remembering with that was a big shot. Won a game, buzzer beater, I think, like 2011.
Ali Farouk.
We will come back and get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us on a Happy Hour Friday, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.